أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام قولا من رب الرحيم وامتاز اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن يعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم. For several ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been describing the two groups of people on the day of Qiyamah. One is those who have been disobedient or disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hasrat, their regret and their remorse when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And those who are regarded as the Ashabul Jannah, those who have brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they have been practicing according to the pleasures of Allah Rabbul Izzat. With regards to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Amongst the very many ni'mats of Jannah, one ni'mat of Jannah is the Salam, which is the words from the Rabb, the word from the sustainer, the nourisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahim, who is most kind. In some of the ahadith, we find that when the Ahlul Jannah go into Jannah, and whilst they are enjoying all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from above them, they will realize a nur and a light that emanates, and then they will look up and they will see that the Jalli, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will say, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-jannah, peace be upon you, O people of Jannah. They will continue looking until this nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disappears, and then they will only see light and they will only see barakat. So on the one hand, we find in these kind of ahadith that this salam will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And then we find in the light of other ayats of the Quran Kareem, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. One will be the salam of the malaika that enter from the different doors of Jannah, making salam to the people of Jannah. And then the people of Jannah amongst them, their salam also, or their greetings also, will be that of salam. Now salam means peace, and peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is salam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will confer the salam upon the people of Jannah. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Coming back to the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command that the people of Jannah separate themselves into different groups. When the reckoning will begin, all people, all of mankind, will all assemble on the plains of resurrection. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the declaration that now people must separate into different groups. The broadest groups will be that of the believers and the disbelievers, the people of Iman and the people of Kufr. Then the people of Kufr will have to divide themselves into the different groups according to their sins. The mushrikeen on one side, the atheists, those who didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other. And then the different major sins that people have been committing. And according to those sins, they will have to group themselves. And then the believers, those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then amongst them, there were those who loved to perform salat, so they will be in one group. Those who love to keep roza and fast, they will be in one group. Those who love to give sadaqah, they will be in one group. Those who love to go out in jihad fi sabilillah, those who love to go out and invite towards Allah, those who love to make tilawat of the Quran, and in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have the various groupings on the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ilaykum ya bani Adam, that did I not take a covenant, a pledge with you, O bani Adam, O children of Adam, in other words, O mankind, Allah ta'budu shaitan. Now do not worship shaitan. According to some of the commentators, he here refers to following the desires and the dictates of shaitan and forgetting Ta'ala. Worshipping besides Allah will also be regarded as worshipping shaitan. And in today's time, we know directly worship shaitan, included in the stated that when one begins to follow the dictates of one's nafs, one's desire, that is also a form of worshipping of shaitan, because shaitan here will refer to ghayrullah, worshipping and being obedient to everything and everyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubin. Certainly he is a manifest enemy of yours, a very open enemy, an unconcealed enemy, an enemy whose enmity was known from the time of the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salat wa salam. And he would do everything to deviate us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is amongst the covenants and amongst the pledges we have taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we'll worship none but Allah Rabbul Izzat, wa ni'buduni, and that you worship me, and that is to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the one hand, that our hearts are filled with the tawheed and the oneness of Allah. Our hearts are filled with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does. Allah is fa'alul lima yureed. Allah does as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. There is no power, there is no might, and there is no energy, there is no strength that can do but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course, to make ibadat only of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to follow the ahkams and the laws only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada siratum mustaqim. And this is the straight path, and this is the path that will lead us to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We all know that the distance between two places, the shortest distance is the straight path. And the straight path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be in total conformity to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the declaration, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are from amongst the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, and you are on the Sirati Mustaqim. So this Sirati Mustaqim is to make only the ibadat of Allah, to follow the ahkam and the laws of Allah, and of course to follow the sunnah and the tariqah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is a declaration that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make on the day of Qiyamah, reminding us about this covenant that we made with Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.